Unit 6. Party Animal.
派对高手.
Informal parties.
非正式派对.
New words.
Party goer.
Recreation.
Gathering.
Homestead.
Inn.
Committee.
Proper noun.
Homestead Inn.
2. Listen to the conversation about a Halloween party. Fill in the blanks.Hi, Peter. Do I look cool in this costume?
Oh, Mary, you're scaring me half to death.
Halloween is around the corner. What are you going to wear?
Not yet. Did you play trick-or-treat last Halloween?
No, that was for kids. Will you join me at the campus Halloween Eve?
What's special about it?
There will be a wonderful Halloween party, a lot of fun and laughter.
Is there any dress code?
Partygoers are all invited to dress up in their best Halloween costumes. They can be witches and ghosts. That is frightening, but very thrilling too.
Sounds great.
And we can compete for prizes. Also drink specials all night. So, get yourself prepared and don't miss the boat. Hi, Peter.Do I look cool in this costume?
Oh, Mary, you're scaring me half to death.
Halloween is around the corner. What are you going to wear?
Not yet. Did you play trick-or-treat last Halloween?
No, that was for kids. Will you join me at the campus Halloween Eve?
What's special about it?
There will be a wonderful Halloween party, a lot of fun and laughter.
Is there any dress code?
Partygoers are all invited to dress up in their best Halloween costumes. They can be witches and ghosts. That is frightening, but very thrilling too.
Sounds great.
And we can compete for prizes. Also drink specials all night. So, get yourself prepared and don't miss the boat.
New words.
Costume.
Scare.
Witch.
Ghost.
Thrilling.
Proper noun.
Halloween.
3. Dave arrives at Joe's weekend party. Listen to their talk. Circle the letters A through D to answer the questions.
Hi, Dave. Good to see you could make it. Come on in.
Wow. Looks like the party is in full swing.
Yeah, and they're eating me out of house and home. Oh, I'd like you to meet my sister Carol.
Oh,Which one is she?
She's sitting on the sofa, over there.
You mean the woman wearing the red sweater with the long black hair?
Yeah, I just know you two will hit it off. You're both so outgoing and adventurous.
And who's the man sitting next to her? The man with the suit jacket and flashy green tie.
Oh, that's Bob, my karate teacher. Come on, I'd like you to meet them.Hi, Dave. Good to see you could make it. Come on in.
Wow. Looks like the party is in full swing.
Yeah, and they're eating me out of house and home. Oh, I'd like you to meet my sister Carol.
Oh, which one is she?
She's sitting on the sofa, over there.
You mean the woman wearing the red sweater with the long black hair?
Yeah, I just know you two will hit it off. You're both so outgoing and adventurous.
And who's the man sitting next to her? The man with the suit jacket and flashy green tie.
Oh, that's Bob, my karate teacher. Come on, I'd like you to meet them.
New words.
Outgoing.
Adventurous.
Flashy.
Karate.
4. Read the passage. Think over the reasons for the do's and don'ts for attending or hosting a party.Proper party etiquette. Whether you are throwing a party or a housewarming or are a guest at a gathering, there are some bits of etiquette you should keep in mind. When you are the host or hostess. When you have people over to a gathering, you need to meet them at the door when they arrive to show you truly appreciate them.Being there. Never be late to your own party. Make sure that all preparations are made and done 30 minutes prior to the scheduled time. Make sure you have a secure place for guests to put their personal belongings, whether it is a bedroom or other room or a closet. Watch the alcohol. You are there to take care of your guests, not the other way around. When your guests leave, walk them to the door. When you are the guest, always RSVP to an invitation, regardless of whether you will be attending or not. RSVPing after the due date on an invitation is extremely rude. Do not bring guests that are not invited to the party. Only bring additional people if you have the permission of the host or hostess. All attempts should be made to arrive at the time indicated on the invitation. This is a must for more formal events. Arrival time is a little less strict with more casual get-togethers. Only bring a host or hostess gift if the invitation did not indicate no gifts. Don't expect your gift to be opened on the spot, as your host or hostess will be preoccupied with many other things. Don't make yourself too comfortable in your host or hostess' home. This means don't search through their CD or DVD collections, don't thumb through books. Don't leave your cups, bottles, plates, napkins, or other garbage lying around. Odds are there are trash receptacles at the party. Put your garbage where it belongs. Drink responsibly. Your hostess may be serving alcoholic beverages to complement her meal, but it doesn't mean she wants to have a group of drunks on her hands at the end of the party, nor does she want any of her guests to be hit on their way home. When you leave the party, do not engage them in a lengthy conversation, as there are other guests that need to be attended to.
New words.
Secure.
Engage.
Lengthy.
Etiquette.
Prior.
Alcohol.
Walk.
Attend.
Do.
Extremely.
Attempt.
Indicate.
Preoccupied.
Thumb.
Odds.
Trash.
Receptacle.
Alcoholic.
Beverage.
Compliment.
New words.
Coupon.
Chip.
Cookie.
Trio.
Entire.
Expire.
Grill. Formal parties.
正式派对. 1. Listen to the following short passage about bar mitzvah. Discuss the following questions.
The bar mitzvah is a Hebrew term referring to the ceremony of marking one as a son of the commandment. It occurs on the day after a Jewish boy's 13th birthday. According to Jewish law, for boys, 13 is considered the age of responsibility. At the bar mitzvah, the boy is required to give the crowd a public address to emphasize his coming of age. The opening line for such a speech is, "Today I am a man." A similar ceremony, the bat mitzvah, marks the passage of a girl to womanhood. The bar mitzvah is a Hebrew term referring to the ceremony of marking one as a son of the commandment. It occurs on the day after a Jewish boy's 13th birthday. According to Jewish law, for boys, 13 is considered the age of responsibility. At the bar mitzvah, the boy is required to give the crowd a public address to emphasize his coming of age. The opening line for such a speech is, "Today I am a man." A similar ceremony, the bat mitzvah, marks the passage of a girl to womanhood.
New words.
Hebrew.
Mark.
Commandment.
Jewish.
Womanhood.
Proper nouns.
Bar mitzvah.
Bat mitzvah.
New word.
Oath.
3. Listen to Kitty, who is calling to invite a customer to the customer appreciation party. Complete the following invitation card.
Good morning. This is Kitty Truth from Hope Star Research. May I speak to Mr. Becker?
Speaking.
Our annual custom appreciation party will be held. Would you like to attend?
I'd love to, but I'm not sure if I will be free then. When will it be?
Friday, October the 19th.
And what time?
From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
That'll be fine with me. Where's the venue?
Welcome Convention Center at 101 4th Street, Star Hall, San Francisco, CA 94103. If you attend, we'll send you the invitation card that has the information.
Thank you.
Therefore, I'll help you register for the party, and we'll reserve you a place for this exclusive event.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing you at the cocktail party. Bye. Good morning. This is Kitty Truth from Hope Star Research. May I speak to Mr. Becker?
Speaking.
Our annual custom appreciation party will be held. Would you like to attend?
I'd love to, but I'm not sure if I will be free then. When will it be?
Friday, October the 19th.
And what time?
From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
That'll be fine with me. Where's the venue?
Welcome Convention Center at 101 4th Street, Star Hall, San Francisco, CA 94103. If you attend, we'll send you the invitation card that has the information.
Thank you.
Therefore, I'll help you register for the party, and we'll reserve you a place for this exclusive event.
Okay.
Look forward to seeing you at the cocktail party. Bye.
New words.
Annual.
Reserve.
Exclusive.
Cocktail.
Proper nouns.
Kitty Truth.
Becca.
San Francisco.
CA.
4. Read the awards presentation. Answer the questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the annual reception and awards banquet. Today, nearly 200 people attend the awards banquet, which honors former faculty and alumni of the College of Sciences. The competition has come to its conclusion, except, of course, we don't know yet what that conclusion will be. And it will come to us in just a few minutes. Let's wait for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the great moment. Let's welcome Mr. Stanley Lawson to present the awards.
I have here the decision of our distinguished judges. We will start with Best Presentation Award. For this honor, the judges have named Jennifer Herbert. Congratulations, Jennifer Herbert. Special Achiever Award goes to Nick Morris. Congratulations. And the Year Award, the highest honor, to Wes House. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Let's give warm and sincere congratulations to all the awards winners. Now, ladies and gentlemen, take your seats and the awards banquet will be served in 5 minutes. Please enjoy yourselves. Thank you.
New words.
Alumni.
Present.
Distinguished.
Presentation.
Achiever. 5. Read the passage. Before reading, answer these questions.
Grand Opening Address. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, welcome and thank you for sharing this very special day with us. Oriental Community College represents many things to me. At its most basic level, it's the fulfillment of a childhood dream. Ever since I was a kid, I have been passionate about schooling and anything to do with education. As you can see around you, the new center, located at 303 Fifth Avenue, will help add convenience for students and expand educational and training opportunities for residents of Oriental County. Courses planned for Oriental Center this fall include accounting, art, biology, computer information systems, economics, English, history, mathematics, music, office administration, science, psychology, sociology, and speech. We've achieved a lot here in a short space of time, but I certainly haven't done it on my own. I have a very supportive board of governors who have all been with me from the start. I would like to introduce them to you. They are sitting here in the front row. Sam Johnson, Vinton Wild, Steve Knox, Jason Stein, Kevin Teller. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time, effort, and constant support. The staff here, led by our Chief Executive, Ernest Gilman, are highly talented and exceptional people. They've done a tremendous job in organizing today's ceremony, also with you all. Another job well done. Most of all today, I would like to thank Oriental College for its enthusiastic participation and support. Recently, we have formed a strategic partnership with Oriental College, which has been a partner with us in this project and an enormous support and deserves a lot of credit for what you see here today. Their vision has enabled us to jointly build a new complex building without which the Oriental Community College could not effectively operate. It maximizes the opportunities available to it. Thank you, President Emerson. We know you have great demands on your time, and we're honored and very pleased you could be here with us today to mark this very special occasion. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for coming and celebrating this very special day with us. I hope you will enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.
New words.
Community.
Represent.
Fulfillment.
Passionate.
Locate.
Expand.
Educational.
Resident.
Psychology.
Sociology.
Constant.
Talented.
Exceptional.
Tremendous.
Enthusiastic.
Participation.
Partnership.
Enormous.
Deserve.
Credit.
Jointly.
Proper nouns.
Sam Johnson.
Vinton Wild.
Steve Knox.
Jason Stein.
Kevin Teller.
Ernest Gilman.
Emerson.
Pronunciation, stress, and intonation. Read aloud. Be aware of the falling tone at the end of these sentences. Intonation 2.
May your dream come true.
May happiness be always with you.
Wish you a long life.
Many returns of the day.
Why do you like reading?
Because it's exciting.
Because it's relaxing.
How lovely.
What a beautiful picture.
How nice it is.